Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vantra. How may I help you? Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hello. On my debit card, I have the last 2 months' money taken out from you guys.
May I have your zip code?
I don't
Let's see
know.
here if I can find an account for you. Your zip code, please.
53575.
Okay, your first and last name?
Cindy, Cyndi, McGuire, Mcguire.
Okay, and your mailing address? I do see your name here.
3991 Old Stone Road, Oregon, Wisconsin.
Okay, I do see here that you ordered the Keto Ascend, the cleanse, and the keto capsules. These are all natural dietary products. Yes, ma'am?
I did, for
Okay.
$7 and $6, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. The company simply allowed you to pay the shipping and handling. You did that on Christmas Day on last year.
Right.
And a company
right.
allowed you to simply pay the shipping and handling for a 14-day trial. And, of course, after the 14-day trial expired, they put you on a monthly auto ship. So that's what's happening with the account, with the charges. But I can put the account on hold for you for 60 days so you can use what you have on hand.
What?
I don't
get any lean diets. I don't get anything like that in the mail.
Well, the product that you ordered, you just mentioned that you did order the all natural products for $7.45 and $6.70. You paid that in December. That was a shipping and handling cost. But that was for a 14-day trial. And after the trial expired, the company started charging you the full price for the product.
Yeah, I didn't get any product. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Well, I can see here that
it didn't
was
like
delivered.
The product, and it was stupid. And they no paperwork came with it at all, so it didn't tell me how to use it. And nothing, I didn't see anything that told me that it was a trial.
Yes, ma'am. It was a 14-day trial period. You received a month's supply. You received that shipment, the first shipment that you received on December 28th, and then the second shipment on last Friday. Both of those shipments made it to you.
Oh, the same thing again?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I did get something in the mail. I was wondering why I got that.
Mm-hmm. That because
okay,
you're on
so
a...
Yes,
ma'am.
I did
you're on
not.
A,
Huh?
I was just...
So
just,
I need to cancel that and get my money back and send you that crap back because it doesn't work worth a shit.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand what you're saying. Of course, what you purchased is can't be returned because the company, because of COVID, they're not accepting any returns. But I can put the account on hold for you for 90 days, and that will help you kind of use what you have on hand and make a decision about the product.
I don't want to use it. It doesn't work worth a crap.
Well, you haven't really been using it long. Have you used it? I know you said you didn't know how to use it, but I can give you the instructions. They're on the website. They kind of cut back on paper and all of that due to COVID, so they wouldn't be sending a lot of things out.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Yes,
I want,
ma'am.
I don't want it, and nobody told me that I was going to get charged every month.
Right. Of course, you would have placed that order by the internet, and all of the, that
right.
is in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, so that was tricky. So I need to get my money back for 2 months' worth, and if you don't, then I'm supposed to tell my bank, and then they'll go do whatever they do with you guys to make you not scam people. So are you going to give me my money back? She said if you give me trouble to just go ahead and call her back and she'll file the grievance against you. And I'm sure you have a lot of people filing grievances against you.
Well, they no, because most of our
deceased
are one.
Let's not even discuss that.
Yes, ma'am, because you did enter into the
terms
and conditions. The terms and conditions are outlined on the website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this company
yeah,
would allow me to...
You know they're 100 pages long and nobody reads them. So, are you
actually
going to deal with me and give me my money back for 2 months' worth of 90 and 90 and 90 and 90, or do I tell the bank and let them deal with you?
Well, actually, the company would allow me to apply 35% of your money back to the account.
I don't want
35%
of my money back. I want all my money back. I gave you $7 and $6. I don't want anything else, and I never ordered anything else.
Yes,
so,
ma'am, of course, according to what
you... Do you want to deal with it, or do you want the bank to deal with it?
Well, I'm trying to deal with it right now, ma'am. I'm offering you the company's protocol because you did order their product. You still have their product.
I didn't order anything, and I'm not taking 30% of the money back. I want all my money back.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
$400 you took for a $6
yes, ma'am.
And $7.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I can't believe that the Shark Tank, that's the only reason I did it is because all those Shark Tank people, all of them went in on this. I can't believe that they would scam like this.
Yes, ma'am.
Did they really back this up, all the Shark Tank people?
I'm not familiar with any of those advertisements or anyone who has endorsed this product, ma'am. I only see the company that you ordered from. And, of course, you did enter into the terms and conditions as outlined in their policy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my supervisor I was able to get a note in while you were still talking. And he did say we can go ahead and apply 50% of your money back to your account. And
no,
you still
I'm
have
not
the
taking,
company's
I want
product.
All of my money back.
Yes, ma'am. You have the company's product. So, of course,
and how
once
do
the
I
bank
get
looks
company?
At what you ordered, they will see that you did enter into that agreement. But if you hold,
she already told me that you tricked me into that. She already told me what you did. She said it's a scam and it's been going on and it's happening a lot. So she
yes,
said
ma'am.
She'll deal with you if you don't want to deal with me. She said just let her know. She's
yes,
already
ma'am.
Canceled my account. How
yes,
do
ma'am.
I get those back to you? Because
yes,
I
ma'am.
Didn't,
You can't return them.
They're in
The
envelope
company.
That you sent me.
I understand. I didn't personally send you anything, and this is a call center because we're taking calls,
well, whatever,
not
you
shipping
know
products.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm trying to tell you that the products are not returnable. That's the company's policy because of this pandemic.
Yeah, that's
yes, ma'am.
Tricky too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
now,
that's tricky too.
If you would settle down for a second, I can check with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you if you like.
All righty.
One moment. Okay, so he has authorized me to go ahead and credit your account $138.59. That's 75% of those recent charges.
No. So it was $400 worth.
Yes, ma'am.
$90 four times.
Yes, ma'am. And that's for the product that you have received and you can't return. So
well,
hold on.
No. You
yes,
shouldn't
ma'am.
Have sent it. You should have asked me before you sent it.
Well, you accepted the charges, ma'am, when you placed the order. It's in the terms and
no.
conditions. Yes,
no,
ma'am.
I didn't.
I
no,
understand.
It was buried in your 10 pages or whatever, how many pages of nonsense that you send.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that you obviously didn't read it. You didn't see it. So let me go ahead and find out if he can do anything else for you. I'll let you know in just a second, then we'll let you go, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Okay, so he has authorized me to go ahead and give you the full refund of $184.79 on the recent charges. Would you like me to do that?
What about the charges before that?
Okay, of course, at this point, I can't move any further on that. I can go ahead and apply the full refund of the recent charges, and I can transfer you to our escalation team and see if they can assist you further.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, Ms. McGuire, I'm still working on the account. The computer is slowing down just a little bit, but I will let you know when I get ready to transfer you over to the escalation team, okay?
All right.
One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I do have the account canceled. I can give you that cancellation number. You have something to write down with?
Yeah.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 6-7, D as in David, 8, A as in Apple, 5-7.
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. C as in Charlie,
uh-huh.
6-7,
uh-huh.
And then what?
D as in David, the number 8, A as in Apple, 5-7, 5-2, and F as in Frank. And I will be right back with you.
They said that when I did that $6 and $7 and only paid the shipping charge, that was a 15-day trial.
Yeah.
And that once you went past the trial and didn't cancel, as it said in the small print, they started charging you every month. And that's why I got that in the mail the other day.
Okay.
Huh?
Right.
They're making me.
Huh?
They offered me 25% back. And then they offered me 50% back, and then they offered me 75% back, and then they offered me 100% back of the second time that they didn't ship yet. But the first time that they shipped, they said, you have to pay for those. And I said, you tell me how to send them back. And she said, you can't send them back because of COVID. And I said, I can't believe that the Shark Tank actually backed those. I mean, that's really how they act. I said my bank will take care of it if you don't. That's what the bank told me, that they'll go after you as a scam if you don't take care of it. She's sending me to another center now. She'll pay for like half of the $400. But I'm like, no, I want all of it. I can't. And she's like, well, you didn't read the print. And I said, well, you know, there's 100 pages of it, or 10 pages, or whatever. Who reads it? You know, people don't read that.
And what's that other money going for?
Every month, I'm going to get 2 bottles of those pills.
No,
$90 a piece.
$180.
Yeah, $90 for a bottle of pills.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a scam all the way.
I would just say the bank won't let them turn into the bank because they'll cancel it.
Well, the bank told me that try to deal with them first, and if they don't deal with me, then to call the bank back. Well, she says it was a trial. You didn't cancel the trial, therefore, and I'm like, cancel trial? Nobody told me it was a trial. And she said right on it, it said trial. And I said, I never got any information in the mail at all with it. No directions on how to use it, nothing. And she said, well, because it was online and we're trying to save paper. And I said, you had how many pages of crap that I was supposed to read? I said, who reads that stuff? And she said, well, nevertheless, if you didn't read it, that's not our fault. I said, oh, well.
Okay, Ms. McGuire, I'm back. I'm transferring you now. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
And go ahead
thanks.
And speak with them about your charges. One moment.
All right, thanks.